This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. With an even dozen statewide ballot measures awaiting California voters this fall, Proposition 5 could be easily overlooked. The Nonviolent Offender Rehabilitation Act, sometimes known by its acronym as NORA, is directly focused on low-level drug offenses.
Proposition 5 creates a whole bunch of money for treatment for people in jail, for people out of jail, and basically streamlines the three current drug treatment programs that we have in the county right now for criminal justice clients.
Trey Dunia is chairman of the Sonoma County Advisory Board on Drug and Alcohol Problems, which is sponsoring a free public forum on Proposition 5 this Wednesday evening.
It's going to be an educational forum for the public, and we're going to have an opponent and a proponent of Proposition 5 to voice their concerns and their opinions on the issue to let the public decide what they think is the best idea for them.
Some of the potentially most far-reaching effects of Proposition 5, Dunia says, involve the probation system.
One of the things that will change in the parole system is that 90 days before you're released, you need to have treatment. Once you have that treatment and you're out on the street, you can continue to access that treatment for up to 1 year. So people who are struggling with drugs, have a problem, recognize it, they can continue to access programs to help keep them clean. And if they're helping to keep themselves clean, they're not committing crimes, and they're not going to return to jail.
The net effect of all this, Dunia adds, should be a reduction in the jail population and a decreased rate of recidivism.
We're going to significantly reduce the amount of people in prisons, put them into a medical treatment model, which is more aligned to their needs. Lock up somebody for doing a crime, but let's treat the problem that got them in there. If we begin to treat that problem, we may end up reducing the prison population dramatically.
Most of the opposition to Proposition 5 thus far has come from law enforcement and prosecutors, possibly because the measure would also relax the penalties for possession of small amounts of marijuana.
It makes marijuana possession of 28.5 grams or less an infraction, which is basically like a speeding ticket.
But Dunia says that change could have a big impact on Sonoma County's jail crowding problem.
I don't think that jail is the right place for someone who smokes marijuana. I mean, let's face it, in Sonoma County, there's a lot of people that use marijuana that aren't criminals.
Supporters of Proposition 5 acknowledge that it comes with a sizable price tag, some $640 million. Dunia says that can be seen as an investment able to generate an even bigger return.
UCLA has a study that says for every $1 invested in treatment, from $2.50 to $4 is the average savings. You invest a dollar, you get $4 back. So the money that's going to be involved in this program in the long run is going to end up saving money, so there'll actually be more money available.
The public forum on Proposition 5 will be held Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., in the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors chambers. There's more information about the event and arguments for and against Proposition 5 on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.